Avos Perkei Mishnah Zayin 5-7 and some Mishnayos. This is 5-9. We're moving from the tens to the sevens. So here we have Shiva Devarim Begolem v'Shiva Bechacham. There are seven identifying features which signify a person is a Chacham as opposed to a Golem. Now, what is a Golem? The word Golem means something which is, you know, still rough around the edges. It's something that you're producing which hasn't yet been fully polished and refined. So Chazal and other places talk about like sort of two other categories of people who aren't Chachamim. We talk about Ameha Arts, and we talk about boors. Now, a boor, Beis Vav Reish, boor, literally means like an unplowed field, because this person is totally uncultivated. And there are two kind of dimensions by which he's uncultivated. He's uncultivated intellectually, right? He hasn't learned. He's unlearned, unlettered. And also in his midos, he's unrefined. He has no matter. He's unsocialized. So the boor has neither of those two things, not a education, nor does he have like refinement in his, you know, his character. The Am Haaretz, the unlearned Jew, the simple Jew, he's also lacking the education. He's not, you know, well versed in Torah law, but he is socialized. He does have midos. He does have good character. He could. So the Am Haaretz doesn't mean that he's not a socialized, well behaved, bal midos person. It just means he hasn't learned the Torah. Okay, so it's one out of two. The golem is somewhere in between. The golem unfinished means he has some chachma and he has some socialization. So he knows more than the Amaretz and he has more refinement in terms of his character than the boor, but yet he's not fully complete. His education still has a long way to go, and his personality development, his character, socialization, and manners has a long way to go as well. That's the golem somewhere in the middle. So what are the seven features by which the telltale signs, you know, someone is a Chacham versus a Golem? The Mishnah lists seven in the context of what the Chacham does, and the end will say, and the Golem does the opposite. But we're going to say, here we say the Golem before the Chacham, because it's a process going from a Golem. We all began as Golmim, as we move towards becoming Chachamim, Be'ez Hashem. But the Mishnah will speak in the positive context of what a Chacham should do, as opposed to what a Golem shouldn't do, because that's how the Torah likes to do things, speaking about the positive and not about the negative. So here we go. Here the first of the seven is, Chacham enu medaber b'fnei mi shehu gadol memenu b'chochma uv'minyan. Someone who is wise doesn't speak first when he is in the presence of someone who knows more than him. This is because you should, in the words of Stephen Covey, first seek to understand before you try to be understood. And obviously there's someone to learn from. You should make it your business to learn from them before you start telling what you think. So that the context of the Bar Tanura understand this is sort of like going on the base of Midrash, and someone's coming to ask a Shaila, why should you speak and give an answer if the Chacham could speak instead of you? Which is certainly true, but it can be a generalized thing to all of us, even not in the base of Midrash setting, which is if you're with someone who has someone to teach you, you're better off listening and being an active listener before you start speaking. It doesn't mean that you can't speak and reply and ask questions, of course. It just means let him do the speaking first, hear what he has to say, and go with his lead, because you'll learn a lot more by listening than by talking. Now, some versions of the Mishnah have also uva minyan, not just he's greater than you in terms of his wisdom, but also in his literally number, his count, and that's referring to his age. So according to that Gears, like Rashi has, it means if someone's older than you, again, with age comes wisdom, let him speak first. But many Gears cells don't have it, and therefore would be just someone who knows more than you, regardless of whether they're older or younger than you are. Second of all, ve'eno nichnes lasoch divrei chavero. He doesn't interrupt his friend while he's speaking. So the idea here is, again, Bar Tanura's picture is in the Beis Hamidrash, you're having a discussion, okay? You're arguing over some particular point, and your Harusa is telling you his side of the story. Don't interrupt him in the middle. Let him say his thought in full, completely, because that's how you're going to arrive at the truth. By interrupting him, before he finishes what he has to say, he can get flustered, he can get confused, he can not say all the things he wanted to say, he can forget what he was going to say, and therefore, let a person speak, the one who's rough them, and then you'll have a chance to speak afterwards. The third thing is, ve'enu nivhal lahashiv. He doesn't feel panicked to respond promptly. He takes his time to think before he answers. So, again, in the context of a Beis Midrash, this, you get a shaila, you have to think before you answer. But in general, if you're discussing something, you don't have to shoot from the hip. Consider your response carefully. Take your time. Don't feel the pressure. Nivhal means like a panic. Don't feel pressured to impress someone by having the answer on the tip of your tongue without thinking it through. Take your time. That's what a Chacham does. Number four. Shoal ke'inyan umeshiv kahalacha. So some learn this as being like 4A and 4B. Shoal Kenyan, he asks questions that are on topic. Umeisha Kalacha, when he responds to questions, he says them on point in accordance with Halacha and as relevant and so on. The other way the Bartner learns, for example, is that this is really all one thing. Shoal Kenyan, when he is in the middle of the context of, let's say, a shiur, so he asks questions that are on topic. He doesn't ask questions to the Rebbe from a different topic, so that the Rebbe will be holding the topic, he'll have prepared that discussion, and therefore he'll get the right answers. Umeshiv Kalacha. When the Rebbe responds, the response will be correct from the outset, because the Rebbe will be ready. Won't have to guess, make it up, bluff, get confused, whatever the story the Rebbe might do. Who knows? Okay, next. Va'omer al rishon rishon val achron achron. When he answers a question, he talks about the first thing first and the last thing last. So that means, according to Rashi, that if he gets asked three questions, part A, B, and C, he responds part A and then B and C. Others don't like that at all. Rabbeinu Yonah, for example, says that what this means is when you're explaining something, you have to explain kind of top down from establishing, you know, there's a logical way to present an idea that it's clear from the outset. So you should speak about, let's say, general principles before specific details. So when you are explaining something, answering a question, whatever it is, you speak in a logical sequence so that the person who's listening can understand as you build up your presentation from its logical foundation. So you speak about the first thing first and then the later details afterwards. Next, you have number six of the Chacham is Va'alma Shelo Shama Omer Lo Shamati. Regarding things about which he hasn't heard, he says, I haven't heard. So the way the bartender learns this, again, we're talking about someone who's in the base midrash, he's giving a presentation, he's saying some shir, he's asked a question, and then he gives an answer. Now, he could give an answer based on something that he just thought of. But if he says it, and he doesn't say, you know, I'm speculating here, I'm making this up, this is my answer, so then people listening will assume he has this on Mesorah and give it undue weight. And therefore, it's important that if a person is asked a question, he says, yeah, that's a good question. I never actually heard that question before, but maybe this is an answer or something like that. So it's clear to the listeners that this isn't, you know, a well-considered Mesorah-based answer. Now, generalizing out of the Bismidish, again, the point is, again, that a person doesn't, you know, he's not afraid to say, I don't know. I haven't heard about that. That's a good question. I don't have a good answer. A person should say that instead of fudging it. Don't fudge it. A chacham doesn't fudge it. He's not afraid to say, I don't know. And finally, number seven, umoda al ha'emes, he is ready to admit the truth. So again, in the context of a discussion, the base of Midrash, you know, Abaye and Rav are arguing over who's right and who's wrong. When Abaye makes a valid point, Abaye, so then Rav could answer back and say, you know, he could still argue for his argument's sake, but he shouldn't do that. In other words, let me say it more clearly. When you're having a dispute with someone, in or out of the base of Midrash, you could either be interested in getting to the truth and what's right, or you're interested in being right, regardless of if what you're saying is the truth and right. So the point here is, when it's clear to you that the other person is correct, then you should indeed say, you know what, you're correct and not continue to defend your position, because it's always possible to make arguments to defend your position, even if you know deep down that you're actually wrong. So those are the seven things that signify a person is a chacham. V'chilufehen begolem. The opposite is true for the golem. So let me just sum up this Mishnah by repeating now, just saying what it would mean to be a golem. So how would the golem, the unrefined person, behave? Number one, he would speak in front of someone who is wiser than him. Number two, he would interrupt someone who's speaking. Number three, he would feel rushed to give an answer without thinking it through properly. Number four, he would ask questions off topic, causing the wrong answer to come out. Number five, he would speak, you know, off the cuff in a non-logical way, not making a clear presentation, speaking out the first thing first and last thing last. Number six, he would say stuff that he was making up and not saying he made it up, or answer questions that he didn't know the answer to. And number seven, he would fight for the sake of fighting and not be modal emes to admit when he's wrong.